This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Maybe like me, you like to escape by watching a good film. Violinist Daniel Hope believes that on many levels, Hollywood is the quintessence of escape. After spending 15 years studying and exploring composers who didn't escape the Holocaust, on his latest release, Escape to Paradise, Daniel Hope takes a closer look at those who did. And for many of these composers, Hollywood was their escape and their exile. Daniel says this whole idea hits very close to home. His parents escaped South African apartheid and moved to Great Britain after his grandparents escaped Hitler from Berlin and lived in exile in South Africa.
My maternal grandparents were kicked out of Berlin because of their Jewish heritage. And my grandfather was a lighting designer, lighting engineer under Max Reinhardt. And Max Reinhardt offered him the chance to go to Hollywood with him in 1934. But he had been beaten up by Nazis on the streets in Berlin, and he said he wanted to go as far as possible away from Germany, and America was not far enough, so he chose South Africa. This idea of escape and displacement has always played a strong role in my family, certainly for the last century. And with the album, I wanted to show some of this music that these composers had created. But I also wanted to look at the development and the creation of the so-called Hollywood sound and try and find out more about it, where it came from, what's left of it today, and to examine the journey that it's taken over these 100 or so years. And with the Hollywood composers, I find it equally fascinating because they were in this mindset of looking to the future. If you look at Korngold, the kinds of pieces he was writing in the late 20s and 30s were extremely ahead of their time. So in a sense, he was sent back in his development, and yet he went sideways because Hollywood gave him such a fantastic opportunity at the same time. And Korngold was the one who said, "I will compose film music until Hitler is gone." And the minute Hitler was gone, he sat down and he wrote the violin concerto. You know, in the third movement, there is a big brass fanfare that comes towards the end. It's kind of a paraphrase of the film King's Row. That is almost exactly the same phrase that John Williams uses in Star Wars. He was one of the reasons I absolutely had to have him on the CD, quite apart from the fact that I love his music. And Schindler's List, for me, again, this idea of escape, which accompanies the album, was very intrinsic.
There's also several chamber music arrangements on Escape to Paradise that caught my ear, including a piece titled Reminiscences from Franz Waxman's film Come Back, Little Sheba.
Waxman's music is so beautiful, and he was a master of almost chameleon-like styles in the way he could adopt any style at a moment's notice, and yet the signature, the way in which he approached it, were done with such wonderful technical means. It's, again, as often with this music, I find it has an element of nostalgia, an element of looking back.
Escape to Paradise is filled with nostalgia that will no doubt stir memories for you, just as it has for Daniel Hope.
I'd say it was a combination of things. It was being able to find out more about a time that I find so fascinating. It was also fantastic for me to be able to go back and watch some of these glorious films in their, you know, over-the-top eccentric way in which they were made, and yet they have such fantastic emotion and vision. And then also a connection to my grandfather, who could have gone to Hollywood. He might have been there, and so that brought me, in a sense, closer to him.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.